I think kindness is a way of being.
Most things that are done out of kindness is basically done out of love.
I think it's a behavior, a skill. It's glue. It's essential.
Kindness.
Tonight, an act of kindness at a rental car company in Tulsa goes just viral.
One really big random act of kindness.
Kindness is caring enough about others that we treat them with gentleness, graciousness, and generosity.
New tonight, a police officer's random act of kindness isn't going unnoticed.
Good and generous and sacrificing.
Once you start being kind to people, they feel better and it just spreads.
Commuting, especially in urban areas, can be, well, tough. Commutes are long, people are tired, and a lot of the time, it's a tight squeeze. But thanks to our series, America the Kind, we now know that there's one train conductor out there who tries to make things just a little bit better.
And he was like, come on, we don't have room, but we're going to make it work, and we're all a team, and he just had such good spirits about it.
Every day, Crystal Vanderboom takes the Caltrain from San Francisco to Palo Alto. And this conductor, he stuck out to her.
I saw him several times on the train and already noticed that he was always joyful, thankful. Just by his like whole demeanor, attitude, makes a difference.
So Crystal nominated him for America the Kind. And she had never properly thanked him before. In fact, she didn't even know his name. Well, the takeaway tracked him down. And with the help of Caltrain, we found out Crystal's mystery conductor is one Lee Guillory. And let's just say it's a call he never expected to get.
I was wondering if I was going to get in trouble at my company.
We're sorry.
No, I had no idea what was it in detail. I was approached, said that someone wanted to speak with me. And I asked my superiors, what was it about? They were very vague, really didn't have any information until up to about maybe a couple of hours ago that I got an idea of what was happening. I'm in awe, really. I'm very in awe, and I'm thankful for you. I'm very thankful for you, Crystal. I really appreciate the compliments and the kudos.
Crystal, what are you, now that you're connected with Lee, you know his name, you know that he's a real person here, do you have anything you want to say to him?
Well, it sounds like he was worried for a little bit, so I'm sorry for that, and just how you just responded, you know, saying you're thankful. That's just so you. And yeah, you're seen. I think there's many other commuters as well who appreciate you. And I want to see you in person again. I keep missing you. I keep taking different trains. And
I'm on train 319 every morning, 319 going northbound to San Francisco. And I'm on train 232 coming southbound early in the morning. And I appreciate it. And I do remember the exact day, the incident that took place, where we had a miscommunication and we had not enough bike cars on the train. And I remember that day specifically. And yes, it was very hectic, but I thank all of you guys and girls for riding Caltrain. Without you, there is no us. And I try to make everybody ride pleasant and comfortable for everyone. And I do look at everyone in the eye and I thank them for riding our service, because without the public riding Caltrain, there would be no Caltrain. So I thank you, Crystal, for recognizing me. And thank you for putting up for that unfortunate incident. And I apologize profusely again today for that incident. Hopefully you won't have to deal with such an incident again in the future.
Well, I just want to say, see what I mean?
No, I really do. And I'm starting to get all misty-eyed over here because I can't believe we're talking about transportation. I was going to say, what impact does it have on you when you're commuting? Because commuting can be pretty not fun, right?
Exactly. And so he really, just by his like whole demeanor, attitude, makes a difference. He looks at people, he appreciates people, and that really makes a difference, sets the tone for the rest of my day. It reminds me to smile, too.
That's a good point. Lee, how long have you been a train conductor?
I've been with the railroad almost 28 years now. I've been over here in Caltrain for 20 years, and dealing with the public through different positions that I've had here, the most pleasant one that I've received my most gratitude from is dealing with the public, because with the public, I look at them as me and my family riding, and I want it to be a comfortable experience. Being in the Bay Area, it's a melting pot for tourists and sightseers, and people have a hard time adjusting to the confusion of riding public transportation and navigating through that. And so helping the public ride our service and making it a pleasant experience rather than an uncomfortable experience make them want to come back and we welcome everybody out here to Caltrain.
Crystal, in terms of specific times that Lee's kindness really stood out to you, do you recall, I mean, you mentioned the one time with the bike storage, but I'm thinking, was there a time when just the fact that he was there kind of changed your day?
Oh, yeah. Every time I'm on a train that he's the conductor on, I'm like, I smile. And, you know, there's days where I remember him standing there. You know, he doesn't get back on the train until he's thanked everyone that got off. And it's just such a great start of the day. So I get off in Palo Alto and I get on in San Francisco. And yeah, when I get off, I get back on my bike and it's just so nice. I always want to say thank you back. I'm not sure if he ever has heard me, but.
Well, he hears you now, Trissel.
Yeah.
That we know.
Yeah.
Lee, do you realize that you are such a source of kindness in your writers' lives, especially in Crystal's life? Had you had any idea?
Not really, to the extent that this is. I look at it, I try to make everybody's life a little bit more pleasant because we all deal with adversity from whatever means throughout our day, home life. And I feel if I could bring just one little bit of kindness into someone's life, that will set the tone for the day and for the ridership, because we have to deal with a lot of things on the train. And if I can make all our passengers happy once they see a happy face, a happy smile, that changes the whole tone for my interaction with my train and with the passengers that are out here. And if we bring kindness and happiness to the world, we could change about one smile at a time, the way I look at it.
That's what you're doing.
Lee, Crystal, thank you so, so much. And I hope you both keep spreading kindness. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Crystal. Hope to see you soon one day.
Yeah, I want to give you a hug, Lee. See you soon.
I will accept that. Thank you, Crystal.
Okay.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.